Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation, and WebEx, the global leader in on-demand collaborative applications.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. Today I have Paula Berg with me, who's Public Relations Manager for Southwest Airlines. And the topic we're going to be talking about today is Southwest Airlines' team approach to great blogging. And Paula's been at Southwest for 7 years. She was really instrumental in getting their blog started. And so I thought she'd be a perfect guest to really talk about how do you build a team blog. So, Paula, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Thanks so much, Jennifer.
So let's go right into it. So where do you start when you're thinking about a team approach to great blogging?
Well, I think, anytime you're thinking about building a blog, you got to ask yourself, a ton of questions. Who are you trying to reach? What's the purpose of your blog? And, what's the tone going to be? And really, who is going to blog is the next question. I think a lot of companies immediately think of their CEO, but that's not always the best answer. I'm actually a firm believer in the team blogging approach, and that's what we decided to go with.
So you said, okay, CEO, not good only for him, but let's go broader. So how broad did you go, and how did you get to who you included?
Well, we started with a team of about 20 bloggers. We've been blogging for we're getting close to 2 years here, and we're up to about 30 regulars. But we, within our team of people that constructed the blog and the president of our company, we sat down and sort of handpicked people that we thought really just embodied everything that Southwest is, embodied the spirit of our company, people that were had expertise in their field, and people that we thought that could really translate all of that in the written word on a blog.
So now, do they have to be good writers?
They don't. We have some are great writers, English majors. Others don't really spend a lot of time writing their thoughts down. But as long as they're able to communicate their thoughts in a coherent way, we do some mild editing, usually just for basic grammar. But we found that everyone has been able to really carve out their own style and their own voice on the site.
So give me a sense of the kind of people you have blog on this team blog.
Well, anyone you could think of. Of course, when you think we're an airline, the first people you think of are pilots and flight attendants, and
right.
We do have a few of each of those. But we also have mechanics, administrative assistants, executives, schedule planners, properties and facilities people. Really just we've tried to represent every facet of the company, reservation agents. We think, one, it gives a more accurate view of our company, and all of our employees then feel somewhat represented by the people that are representing their departments.
So what do the people write about and talk about?
Well, we've been really broad about that. They can write about just about anything they want as long as it ties back to Southwest in some shape or form, even if it's just by a thread. We have some bloggers that have written about anything from their son's wedding to their colonoscopy. One of our bloggers actually would say he saved a customer's life because he wrote about his colonoscopy, and a customer actually called him to personally thank him for encouraging him to go and get his test.
Oh, my gosh.
So it really runs the gamut, and I think that's part of what keeps our blog really fresh. We try to keep it a mix of sort of fresh, light, cultural aspects of our company, and also really hard-hitting issues that our customers like to debate about and make sure their opinions are known.
So what do you think they like most about doing the team blog?
Our customers or our bloggers?
No, your bloggers.
Well, one, it takes a lot of the pressure off, which is one of the things I always say about a CEO blogger. I mean, you're really setting the bar high, asking one person to carry the weight of a blog every day. If it's not something they absolutely live for and are so passionate about it, then it can be quite a strain. It's a huge time commitment. So we have a pool of 30 bloggers. We ask them to blog once a quarter. Some of them blog once a week. If they get really busy at work and can't blog that week, it's not going to fall apart because they're too busy. So it really evens out the workload and keeps a diverse flow of information.
So that's pretty cool. So you figure that people have a post about every, or not just the people, but there's a post every day then?
We do. We post every workday. We're going to take off Thanksgiving this year, but we'll let everyone know before we go.
Oh, that's funny. Well, so what do they hate about it?
I can't really think of anything they hate about it. The only thing is, except for some of our really prolific bloggers, just having to sort of wait until their posts come up. I know some of them will write something and we'll kind of have it in the hopper for a few days, and they're wondering, well, why are you posting mine? But sort of just working into the rotation is really the only downside I can think of. But I think they all really like having a community to rely on, and they are stimulated by the ideas of one another and can turn to each other for advice and input as well.
So in terms of, you know, the group, do they find that they kind of play off each other and they'll kind of goad each other on issues or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because they each have such a different style, you know, so they each have kind of filled in their own little niche. And I found most of all that our customers really are drawn to different people. That's one of the best things about a team blog, is that, you know, you're really appealing to the diverse interest of your customers. We have one pilot that writes really technical articles about flying. Sometimes they're a little over my head, but we have he has a whole fan club. And when he hasn't posted for a couple of weeks, people are looking for him. And when he finally does post, there's people that say, oh, we've been waiting. We love your stuff. So the best thing is that, you know, you're really appealing to a lot of different interests.
So do people start their own blogs then? Like that pilot, would he go off and have an aviation blog on his own?
Well, he actually had one before we started. So that was how we found him. But no, I think most of them, we've found some of our bloggers from people that were already blogging, and he still maintains both. But I think most of our bloggers find that they have a good forum on our blog. That's about Southwest.
Very cool. So what about the ROI, you know, the real benefit of it? Obviously, the customer engagement is really key. I mean, brand engagement is what we see here at PodTech a lot for all the blogs that we help our customers get involved in. But what are other benefits?
Yeah, you know, it's a question that comes up all the time. And I think for us, we really view it as more of not economic ROI, but more brand ROI. There's a lot of things that we didn't know were going to come out of it. Most of all, it's been, you know, one of the most special things is our ability to build relationships with the people that are blogging. I mean, several of the people that blog regularly on our site, we've invited to our headquarters. We've invited them to employee parties and things like that, and they are true friends of our company now and our bloggers. The virtual focus group is something that I don't think we really predicted, but, you know, anytime we're launching a new product or we make a change or add new service, our customers are on there giving us, you know, their passionate and immediate thoughts on the situation. And I always think I can't think of another venue where you could get such immediate and passionate feedback, and at such a low cost.
Right. No, totally. Well, what about policies and procedures? How did you set that up with people?
Ours are pretty lenient. We don't accept specific customer service issues on our blog, and that's stated. Our blog is completely moderated, so no post or comment goes up without us seeing it first, and that's really just to keep out profanities or personal attacks, really everything else we post. But for our bloggers, really we just expect them to use the same good judgment that we expect them to use every day in their jobs.
Interesting. So have you had any problems from people stating, hey, why don't you have customer comments on here? And so then the follow-on question to that is, do you have a blog where you have customer comments?
We don't have a blog for customer comments, but we do have what I think is a pretty sophisticated system for handling customer complaints. So if it's a general customer issue, like, I hate your boarding process, then we'll post that. But if it's something very specific, like I was flying on Tuesday between Houston and Dallas on flight 28 and something happened, then because the blog isn't really a place where we can resolve that, we can talk about it, but we can't really, you know, do the research, get all the details from you, and fix the problem. So typically if someone writes in with a problem like that, I'll direct them to our customer relations phone number or address. And I'll usually communicate with them offline.
So the bottom line is, it's been an enormous benefit to Southwest.
Oh, my gosh. I think from every level, executives to, you know, new employees, I think we're loving it. It's been a lot of fun. Our CEO is completely on board. Our president, they blog, not every day, but each of them has blogged maybe about 5 times a piece since we started. So everyone's very attuned to the conversation and the comments going on. And it's, you know, it's growing in popularity amongst our customers and our employees.
Great. Well, Paula, thank you so much for your time on Marketing Voices. This has been very informative.
Thank you, Jennifer.
And I've been talking to Paula Berg, who's the public relations manager for Southwest Airlines. And if anybody wants to find out more about what she's done and how she's done it, why don't you email me at jennifer@podtech.net, and I'll give you her contact information. And until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.